Hey guys, welcome to my second podcast. I'm glad you're here, glad you're listening. And I don't really know what this podcast is going to be about. I'm just going to say what's on my mind. But I feel like life is just going so well, and I'm doing everything I need to do. And lately I've been on on a cleaning grind, because I've been like cleaning my apartment and doing all the dishes, cleaning the sink, cleaning the bathroom, and doing the laundry, cleaning it after the dogs. Just been doing so much, and I feel so accomplished. And I also feel like, even though my views aren't that much, I still appreciate it, and I feel pretty happy about the views that I'm getting. I just feel really good. And I don't know, I feel like this is a really good point in my life right now. I feel like every day my life just keeps getting better and better, and I just feel so blessed, and I'm excited for what's in store for me, and excited for what's to come, and I just feel so blessed by God and the people around me. And I don't have any complaints, and all is well. But yeah, I just want to say, if you have any sort of depression, then I hope that you could get out of it, and I hope that you could overcome that mental illness. And because we are not meant to be sad, we're meant to be happy, and we're meant to enjoy our lives and give praise to God our Father, and give thanks to God for providing all these blessings for us. And I feel like sometimes we could get complacent and ungrateful and forget to give thanks, or forget to give thanks to God. And I just want to say that we should go back and remember what God has done for us, and how He's taken us out of hardship and trials, and He's made us new and renewed us. So I hope that we could get back into that mindset of gratitude and thanksgiving to God for everything that He's done. And I think it's easy to get to a really high place in your life and then forget about what God has done. But I think we should go back and remember what God has done in our lives, and appreciate it, and remember where we came from, knowing our place. Lately I've been writing in the Bible, or writing I've been like writing the Bible. Like, I just open up Matthew, the book of Matthew, and I just start writing that the book down on a journal. And every time I am writing in the journal, I just remember to go back to my place and go back to a place of humility, because I realize that there's a God in heaven that is taking control of everything in our world, and He has sovereignty over everything. And even if it seems like we are the owner of our lives, I am reminded that God is the owner of our lives, and He is the one that we should fear. We should not fear man, but we should fear God, the one who could take the body and the soul, not just someone that could take the body. And I am reminded of how we should know our place in life, because God is ultimately God and Lord, and we are His children, and we are His we are the heirs to the kingdom of heaven. Well, if you're a Christian. But I just want to say I feel very blessed and just so thankful for what God has done. And I know it's easy for us to get inflated and be like, oh my gosh, I did this all. I am so amazing. But when I go back to read the Bible, I'm like, oh yeah, there's someone above me, and it's God. And I am most certainly not above God. It says in the Bible that a servant cannot be above his master, and a student cannot be above his teacher. So we could be like our master, we could be like our teacher, and God is our master, and but we could be like our master and we could be like our teacher, but we cannot be above them. And yeah, I think, sometimes we want to be above our teacher and say, hey, I'm better than my teacher. I'm better than my mentor. But, we have to remember that, we're not above them. We could be like them, but we're not above them. And I think I do have this issue of pride where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want to be better than my teacher, and I want to be better than my mentor. But that just can't be. And it's not that way, and it will never be that way, because the teacher and the mentor is the one that taught us how to do what we do. And I think thinking that we are better than our mentor or our teacher is an issue of pride. And that's not right either. So, six things the Lord abhors. One of them is a haughty heart. So, yes, I will most certainly try to avoid pride, as God doesn't like that, and there is punishment for pride. If you are prideful, I have personal experience. If you are prideful, you God curses you for a decade. I've received lots. Just it's just not good. So, yes, not being prideful, and the Lord will humble you if you are prideful. That is a fact. It says in the Bible, pride brings a person low, but God shows grace to the humble. So, yeah. Also, I was thinking, I think I should look for a mentor, because I think, me living my life and me living my life and going about my life, I think I need somebody that could guide me through this life and tell me, help me with everything I need to do. And if I have any questions, then I could ask my mentor. And I do have somebody in mind, actually. She's someone that I met at my community college, and she's also a fellow sister in Christ. And she knows the Bible very well. She teaches me about Christianity, and shares with me Bible verses and Instagram posts about God and Christianity. And so I think I'm going to ask if she could be my mentor, and hopefully I could get connected with her again. But I just want to let you know that I think having a mentor humbles you, and it reminds you that you still need to improve, and you still need to You still need to learn and grow, and there's still room for you to improve. I think having a mentor is really good because it first of all humbles you, and also it it's just going to help you through navigate through life. And especially if the mentor is Christian, then that's another bonus, brownie point to that. But yeah, I just feel like I don't want to get too proud in life, and having a mentor is really good. But yeah, I feel so grateful, and also, yeah, I'm still working on this this pride issue of feeling like I don't need a mentor, or feeling like I don't need to be taught, or feeling like I want to be better than my master, Jesus Christ, or being better than my teacher. So I will most certainly work on that, and most certainly try my best to go back to a place of humility and a place of being learnable and being teachable. Yeah, I just feel like my whole life is just going so well, and everything is going the way it should be. Everything, all of my tasks are being accomplished, all of my plans are being fulfilled, and I think I'm in just a great place right now, and I just want to give thanks to God in heaven for allowing this for me. It says in the Bible, God is the one that allows you to let your plans be fulfilled. God is the one that allows your plans to be fulfilled, and He is the one that allows it to be come to fruition. So, yeah. Also, I feel like I feel like I am transforming, metamorphosizing into just a better person every day. I'm becoming better and better every day, I'm becoming better and better every day, and I feel like I'm just, becoming better and better, and I feel like I am like going up and up in my level, and I feel like I just keep going up and up and up, and I feel like, I'm excited for what's in store for me because I am just going up and up and up, and I feel like there is no limit to how far it could go. I feel like I could go really far and make it big in life, and just, be blessed. And if you're jealous of me, then go ahead, copy me, do what I do in order for me to go far in life. Copy me. Do as I do. But yeah, I just want to say I feel so blessed and thankful to God, my Father. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. I have this song called I Want to Thank You, Lord. And I know, some people are like making fun of me that I'm like, God, thank you so much. Like, I'm just kind of being a little bit funny when I give thanks to God. But I just want to say I really am thankful to God. And I am really thankful to God, and I want to express that gratitude through that song. And yeah, I know it's funny, yeah, it's because I feel so grateful, and I really do want to give thanks to God because when I was going through it, God came and gave me blessing, and He helped me to He helped me to get through it. For example, if you go through pain, God gives you humor so you could laugh it out, and you could just be funny, and then it will help you through the pain. And as a rapper, I am a rapper, by the way. As a rapper, rappers go through pain, so I have to go through pain as a rapper. So God makes me funny so that I could, so that I could, get through it. So I'm just appreciating God. And yeah, I like being in a grateful mindset. And I know it could be a little bit funny, like, oh my gosh, you're like so funny being like grateful. But I'm just being grateful. That's it. Anyway, I hope all of you guys are doing well. I hope all my listeners are doing well, and I wish the best for them. And I just want to thank you for listening to my podcast and being blessed by my podcast. I appreciate all of you guys, and I just want to say I love you guys. And I just appreciate you guys. And it's actually pretty exciting for me because, this is like something new. I'm starting a podcast and all, and I've never done this before, and I am just so excited for what is to come. And yeah, by the way, if you want some more of my content and stuff, then go ahead and look up Jennifer Cho on any music platforms. I have a lot of rap songs, and also check out my YouTube channel. It's just type in Jennifer Cho, you'll find me. And check out my TikTok too. Also, I have written 4 books, so if you want to check that out too, you can. I like to write about the truth, about what I know. So you'll learn a lot of things from my books, and I'm excited that you guys could read it and be blessed by it. So yeah. I have this song called Faithfully, and basically it's a song to God about saying, I don't understand why you gave me these curses, but I will still love you, and I will be faithful to love you, even if you gave me these curses that I feel like I don't deserve. And I wrote the song because I wrote the song because I was just really hurt at God. And I didn't understand why he gave me the curses he gave me. I was like, if my mom was one that effed up, then why did you give me the curses? Why didn't you just give the curses to my mom? And but I said, through it all, I will still love you, God, and I'll be faithful to love you no matter what. And Yeah, we could put God in a bad light, but I also understand God's place because I understand where he's coming from because I have to take the curses of those that like my mother, like she effed up and I have to take the curse for that. So, because of my mom, because I'm her child. So, I understand that. So, yeah, but it's a pretty sad song. It's supposed to be bittersweet, but I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, I feel like I was able to express how I felt at that moment. And yeah, I hope you like that music. Also, one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite songs are probably Got All These Issues. It's a song about how like I am going through all of these things, but I will be able to handle them, and I got this. It's the chorus is supposed to be is supposed to be a little bit there's what's it called? Satire. It's a little bit it's supposed to be a little bit sarcastic, the chorus, but if you get it, you get it, but it goes, got all these issues, how am I going to handle them? I need to be strong. I will. But yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit sarcastic, but yeah. In my songs, I also like roast people that that are trying to like win me or trying to fight with me. And yeah, so go check out my album. It's called Winning Era. I also have remixes and in those songs, so please go ahead and check that out. Anyways, I think that's enough for this week's podcast. Stay tuned for more, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.